spring of the year, well, there wasn't nothing to throw for it. Rained for 4 or 5 days with 2 inches or more every day. And it would sure put some water in those low places too.
27 was a bad year.
Yeah, it sure was a bad year. Down lower country down there, it just about gutted everything. There was a farm right close to where I was lived down that the water got so deep in the barn that we went through it in a boat, and it had a what they call a hayloft up in the top of the barn. They had the what they call driveways through the barns, and we went through that driveway in a boat, and we had to lower our heads to get through there. The water was deep in that barn.
What kind of boat?
Just a little oval flat boat, what you call a fishing boat.
John boat?
Yeah, only made out of wood. And same way down there, what they used to they call the Kavanaugh Levee, because it went across Mill Bow bottoms.
Yeah. Well, did you ever make anything out of liver of the hog?
No. We always used the liver, but we just used it to fry it or boil it. Some says we never did boil hog liver. My daughters even argue yet that we never did boil hog liver. Well, I know they eat boiled hog liver, and but they just argue that we didn't. But and I still buy hog liver and boil it, and they just take on because I say that we used to boil hog liver, and it's still good yet too.
Did you, would you ever save the blood for anything?
No, we never did. Some people did. I've heard them people talking about making blood pudding, and I didn't talk about people drinking just the hog blood, but oh, we never did. I never did see anybody. I never did know or see any of that what they call blood pudding either. But lots of people I know saved the blood and made stuff out of it, but we never did.
Now, the meat between the shoulders and the ham was the...
The side, and the ribs. You cut the ribs off from the side meat, and they had the, up in the back, on the backbone, they call that tenderloin, which was just real lean meat.
This is on a hog.
Mm-hmm.